Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Big Ed's Neck, the only 90 Day Fiancé podcast. Today we're going to be talking about 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After, Season 8, Episode 7, Humpty Dumped Me. See, I'm mad at TLC, because they know we hate Big Ed, and they're doing this like little cute joke here.
Yeah, and you know what? This is my favorite title probably in the history of 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, it's
because
great.
It's just so perfect and clearly about Ed. And yeah, and it's just like, you know, it gave me a little bit of hope of like, okay, they know we don't like him because they're clearly making fun of him and being mean to him. So hopefully this is the last season of any show ever we'll have to see him.
It's like they're telling us, oh, we're right there with you guys, wink, wink. Oh, but we're going to keep putting them on the fucking,
The next season of The Single Life, Big Ed and Natalie other annoying people we've had enough of, which really it's Natalie and Big Ed that I can think of. But Angela seems to be gone, so that's good. But
I have some new... My name's Marty. I'm here with Jen.
Hey, guys.
Let's get started. I actually have some news about Angela. She was on a show. She, like kind of interjected herself into this lady's live on, like, YouTube or TikTok or whatever, Auntie Advice.
Okay.
I don't know what her thing is, Auntie Advice, but she was telling her, Auntie Advice, that she's not done with TLC. She's off of this season, but she's not been fired.
Oh, God. And she's going to be on The Single Life.
Yeah, like something's going to be coming in the
future.
Or
maybe, I've heard rumors in the past, like buzzing around about her and Michael being on The Last Resort. So maybe that's what they're fucking
another episode
working on.
This season, so. But Angela lies, too. So
yeah,
it's like,
yeah, true. I don't
she
know
could
that,
very well be fired.
Yeah, I don't know that Angela would be fired. Forthcoming with yes, I've been fired. You know?
Yeah, and they may have made her sign like an NDA or some shit too. You never know.
Yeah, who knows?
So, let's get started with Gino and Jasmine. Jasmine's mom has cancer, but they caught it in the early stages.
Yeah.
And we learned that Gino's mom died of cancer like way back in the 70s.
Yeah.
It's the first time we heard this.
Yeah, I think so too. And I kind of like that. I mean, I was kind of passively aware of this, I guess. But I like that just kind of when people point out things like how medicine was so different in even just like the 1970s and versus now. And that is like a really interesting, I don't know, that's really interesting to me of the difference in like medical care between now and then.
Sure.
And you know.
I mean, a couple of decades, it's like night and day. I mean, that may as well have been the Stone Age.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Just, so
like get a lobotomy for fun.
exactly.
and so, have some cocaine as your recovery medicine.
Yeah, for that toothache.
Here you go.
Here's a funny thing. So, you know, Jasmine's down in the dumps. It's her birthday. Gino knows exactly how to make her feel better. I'm gonna give you a trip.
Vacation. Miami. I don't have money for an attorney to ensure your children get here.
Or
like for even barely a pillow. But like, you know, let's go to Miami.
That was exactly what I was about to say. Like, you can't afford an attorney for $5,000 a year, but you can take a random trip to like Miami, no problem.
And you also had no money really for a honeymoon, so you went camping.
So well,
what the fuck?
That's why they can go to Miami. They went camping instead of.
I would have rather. I don't know. Well, I don't know. If I was feeling depressed like Jasmine and it was my birthday, I don't know that I would have rather gone camping than to Miami. So maybe it worked out for the best, but
yeah, I don't know, because if you went to Miami for the honeymoon, you can't really pull that out again.
Well, maybe you could if you're them. You know, it depends what your priorities are.
Find money somewhere, right?
And I was disappointed with Jasmine too. And who knows how much of this is really scripted or whatever, right? But like, or how much money they really have and don't have, you know, whatever. But it just with the kind of, I guess, like the plot of Jasmine and Gino here, like that's been what we've been beaten over the head with the last few episodes is her children and she wants them here and he won't pay for an attorney and then let's go on a trip. And you'd think that if this were like the plot we've been force fed, it would be no, Gino, I would rather save that money and put it toward an attorney.
You offer her a trip and she's like, what children? You know, it's like, really? Okay.
So it's like, okay. So all these tears and shit we've listened to for weeks about her children, even this episode of her children not being here, and I was just like, how did that not come up?
It's kind of, it seems odd. Yeah. But I mean, I guess they're staying with the friend Leandro. I don't know.
Which I guess could make it cheaper. Well, it would make it cheaper.
It would certainly make it cheaper. I mean, even tickets to Miami aren't, it's, you know, especially well, you can, like a year or two ago, tickets anywhere are like really expensive.
Well, if you get, I mean, I get advertisements for Spirit in my email all the time for like dirt cheap tickets to Miami. So I don't know.
How badly do you want to get there? If yeah. You take Spirit.
Yeah. Take a little, like a little carry on, a little tiny purse as your carry on.
You might want to have a backup plan just in case. Yeah. They're not the most reliable.
Yeah.
So I was at first kind of surprised that Gino didn't feel insecure about Jasmine having like a really good male friend Leandro. But I don't know. I also kind of get the vibe that maybe you don't have to worry about Leandro stealing your girl.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Not sure.
Maybe.
But,
God bless him, man. I don't care. You know, but I kind of like, okay.
When she was making her birthday wish for those with those delicious looking cupcakes, and like I was like, all I fucking wish for is those cupcakes.
Those fucking cupcakes.
I just want those cupcakes.
Jasmine wants to move to Miami so fucking bad.
Yeah,
she's not even
and you know
hiding
what?
It.
Shame on Gino for not. And Gino, if you're listening to this, shame on you for not taking her to Southwest Detroit ever.
I was just, you know, motherfucker. I just had that in my notes that she never met any Latinos. Like, dude, did you not go to Mexican Town?
Yeah. Like,
what the fuck, dude?
Like, there's so, like, Gino, my man, if you need a list of places to go, I can tell you. I can give you a list. Like, there's so many. There's salsa classes.
So
there's so many different
restaurants
of, like,
shops.
A Latin origin.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, not just Mexican. Like, I'm sure Panamanian and you know, Colombian. There's everything. And it's like, how have you not brought her there?
That was nuts. Yeah. That stuck out to me, too. Like, really, dude? I don't know. That's weird. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's thinking, well, Mexican towns, so she won't. Listen, they're Spanish speaking people. I think she'll enjoy it at least a little bit.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
At least
it'll
a little
fine,
bit.
It'll
be fine.
You know, so. But I thought it was a little sad when her birthday wish is that, like, she just wanted to get her kids to the U.S.
Yeah.
That
made
me sad.
And her mom to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, wow.
It was sad.
Yeah.
Too close to home. How about Nicole and Mahmoud?
Oh, no.
It picks up.
Wait.
Last time, right?
Real quick, can we just acknowledge the fact that all of what we're about to discuss has happened after 2 days? Only, guys, 2 days. I don't know, all you listeners, if you've realized, I just need to get this active in the front of your brain
needs
here.
To be
it has
emphasized.
Been 2 days. 2 days. That's it.
It's not been going well.
The hurricane has hit after two, not even after 2 days. It's been going. The eye of the hurricane has been here the entire time since he got
really
out of
not
the airport.
Stopped,
when she's like, oh, I thought you'd be more excited. Like, it's since he literally got here, touched down, it's been not good.
So, yeah, I mean, it picks up from mid-fight, basically. Nicole's male friend is chasing him around like he's a dog that got out of the yard.
Yeah.
You know,
which
like,
kind of in LA in these busy ass streets a little bit. He was walking into the middle of the streets, and so I was like, yeah, that's what my dog does when he gets out of the front door.
He was heading towards the street, but I think he was going towards the sidewalk. He just was in the same direction as the street.
He was at the curb.
I mean, the guy grew up in Cairo. I think he knows that cars don't stop when you walk out into the street, you know. Cairo's a bigger city than LA.
I don't know. Well, I mean, but again, LA is very, very strict on the jaywalking. So it, like, cars are not used to stopping to people or there being people in the road.
Like Detroit people just jaywalk all
doesn't
the time.
Matter.
They don't even look both ways.
Yeah,
they're just going.
It's your job to look for them.
You know? Yeah, you really got to be careful. I've almost hit a couple people.
Yeah, several years ago when Detroit was much more down in the dumps than it presently is, there wasn't a lot of street lights, even on major cities like Gratiot, which those of you that don't know, Gratiot's a main road that runs like from Detroit all the way, like miles and miles and miles up out of the city north.
Right.
And so if you just take Gratiot down into the city, once you got into Detroit, there was no street lights. And so people dressed in dark clothing, everything, would just walk out in the streets and kind of hang out in the lanes to keep crossing it late at night, pitch black, and you can figure out how the rest of the story would end.
Easily. There were like entire neighborhoods didn't have streetlights.
Yep, and I worked for a personal injury law firm, and they were still handling a shit ton of cases for that against the city for people being hit by cars.
Yeah, good,
in
though.
The middle
of Gratiot. They should have been suing the city for that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. So.
But now I'm happy to report there are a lot more streetlights and speed bumps, too.
It's getting a lot better. It's getting a lot better. Yeah, so. Nicole had the audacity to tell her friends, oh, I wish you guys didn't see that. You brought them to your apartment, Dumbo.
Yeah.
What do you mean you wish they didn't see that?
And she had to know that, like, your fight wasn't over when you left. So it wasn't.
He had stank attitude.
Yeah. And again, if I know that I just got in a fight with my partner and I leave, hang out with my friends, I'm not going to bring my friends back because I know my fight is still waiting. It's just on pause. It hasn't, because I'm still pissed at you. And so I'm not going to bring my friends back with me to then see it, like, you know, hit play and resume. And I know even if maybe I go out, I talk to my friends, I cool off, I realize maybe what I did wrong or whatever. Okay, I'm going to go back. I'm going to talk to him, you know, whatever. It's like my partner might not be ready to talk or ready to just, oh, hey, let's socialize and party. You know, it just totally just careless.
It really bothered me that she did that.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude. Seriously?
She knew she was starting shit by doing that. She knew it.
And it's like, I felt so bad. That was one of the times, like, I'm not a big Mahmood fan, but man, I was on his side 100% there.
Yeah, me too.
And then it's like, he very obviously wanted to be left alone.
Yeah.
And he was trying to go off onto the balcony and the dumb male friend kept following him.
Yeah.
Like, dude, leave him alone. He must be left alone.
And he still hadn't gotten, like, a full good sleep since all of the jet lag and stuff. So you got all these fuckers bothering him. And
he was in the middle of one.
You know, and that's where, I would like to think that maybe, honestly, maybe part of it, his behavior or his attitude would be better if he actually was able to be rested, you know? And because being tired can make you be a motherfucker, man.
It certainly wouldn't hurt. I mean, damn, you know?
And it's just like, man, we just fought like a couple. And then her whole thing was, right, like, oh, well, he lied. He said that, oh, he didn't come because he was tired. And it's like, I'm that's kind of being polite. Like, I'm not going to tell these strangers I just met, oh, yeah, oh, I didn't come to dinner because her and I were fighting beforehand. Like, why would you share
Let me spill all my personal shit to the people I just met.
Air my dirty laundry out to these complete strangers that just woke me up, you know? Yeah. Like, that's the polite way of keep your shit in-house. Oh, I was just tired. Like, poor Mahmood didn't realize, oh, you've already filled them in completely on what an ass I am. Like, oh, okay.
Well, to be fair, Nicole is an android and she's still kind of learning about human social interaction. So maybe she didn't get it. Maybe it didn't click.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
So we find out the next day Mahmood, somehow this primitive Egyptian found a hotel.
Producers help him. Yeah, help
him. That's another thing about his dumb friend. It's like, oh, he's walking around the big city by himself. He's got a producer and a cameraman with him.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
He's got a cameraman. He'll be all right.
They gave him a ride.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking
about,
dude?
He was so determined because that whole, what is it, like the fourth wall or whatever, they try not to break it. But it's this fucking guy's going to walk out onto an L.A. highway.
Well, he's kind of stranded. I mean, he's in the middle of, you know, where the hell is he? But so he got a hotel in L.A., charged $300 on Nicole's credit card, which actually, for a hotel in L.A., that's not that bad.
No.
That's actually decent. Yeah, that's a decent price.
That's kind of average for, like, a decent
if you're If you're not in, like, downtown L.A. Downtown L.A. is at least three times that. I mean, it's nuts. But $300 for a hotel in L.A., that's not so bad.
Yeah, reasonable.
But Nicole was pretty mad.
Yeah, she was upset. And I didn't like either. I don't know. Their marriage is just so fucking over, man. Like I said, I think last episode was, it's like watching somebody who's been doing CPR on a dead guy for like hours. Like, come on.
Like you're at the funeral and they're trying to do CPR to bring him back.
Just fucking pull the sheet over him and call it a day, man. It's over. And it's just so, and like, I thought it was so mean when Mahmood calls Nicole and she said something to the effect of like, well, there's a part of me that gets it because I had a motherfucker in my life ruining my life for years.
Well,
so I get it a little bit, but I'm not sure how much Mahmood was really like ruining her life. You know what I mean? As so much of what maybe she did part on her own, you know, like converting to a religion she knows nothing about, moving to a country she knows nothing about. Like, yeah, I think a lot of it is kind of self-made, her misery.
There's blame to go around. Right?
But when she said to Mahmood, like, you've made the last couple days, you know, incredibly hard. In fact, you've made my entire life terrible. Or whatever, like however she worded it, I was like, "That's so mean."
It's pretty nasty.
Especially before Mahmood was like, "Oh, I'm open to talking to her, and you know, I love her." And then like, "You've made my life living hell," and it's just like, "Oh."
I mean, $300 is a lot of money, you know, especially to some people. You know, $300 is a lot of money, but at the same time, like, you guys are, that's why you got to be careful about who you marry. You guys are married. That's his money, too.
Yeah.
That's his credit card
and
as well.
And he said he'd give the money back, and it looked like he did when he returned.
He gave her the money and the phone.
Yeah. You know, and her card that he used.
Right.
And it's just, I don't know. It's just sad that, like, yeah. and he keeps saying, and I think even maybe she said it, about how, like, sometimes love isn't enough, you know, and like, here you go.
Oh, boy. And, that's it, man.
And it's just, I just think it's a really bad balance of, like, Mahmoud tried to force his religion and his way of life on her when she was in Egypt. And I feel like she is, I think she denied all day long if confronted about it, but she is forcing her culture on him now, and like American donuts, and, you know, like, just, and drinking, like, all of it. I just feel like she could have transitioned him. Again, we're on day two, guys. So we've had a short amount of time, and she's kind of blown it so far on her end. And it's just, you know, like, her having these big expectations of him. And again, the dress, I don't think was really a big deal. I think that was shitty of him to
he
be upset
about.
But, like, I don't know. Go get a donut when you're walking on the pier for fun. Don't serve it to him for breakfast. Like, give him some comfort shit
likes. And she was just in his position before.
Yeah.
She knows what it's like to be overwhelmed by new, you know, it's like, well, why don't you just kind of take baby steps here, you know? You know,
and I just feel like there's, like, this little, like, secret, like, undertone with her of, like, oh, how do you like that? How do you like a culture being shoved down your throat?
Yeah.
Like, I almost feel like there's some, like, malicious, like, intentional her doing this shit to kind of get back at him. But, like, I don't think she'd ever admit it. But it's been a suspicion of mine. Like, is she fucking doing this?
It might even
purpose?
Be a subconscious thing. People can be like that.
Yeah,
you
people
know?
Can hold grudges.
Like, passive-aggressive subconsciously. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Mahmoud wants a divorce, and Nicole, like, basically kicked him out and then got mad that he left.
Again.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, too, like, with him being charged with 300, it's like, well, you told him to leave. And, like,
you did tell him to leave.
You got to be careful with what you, because sometimes when you say shit, people are like, okay, bet. You know, and then, oh, no, I didn't mean it. It's like, you can't, there's some shit you just can't say. And you got to, and again, guys, to also remind you, it's been 2 days, and she's also 40 years old.
She's also,
you know what I mean?
How
you can't act like that. Like, really, I don't know. I don't know at what age you shouldn't be behaving this way, but definitely 40.
Yeah.
Like,
and
I don't know.
For some reason, she was dressed like Judy from Doug. Remember that show, Doug?
Yeah. Yep.
Stupid hat. I hated the hat. So, well, how about Emily and Kobe?
We pick up again on a mid-fight.
Kind of mid-fight, but you know what? It's not even Emily's fault or Kobe's fault necessarily. It's Kobe's friends are just dicks, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're really being assholes.
Yeah, it's like Emily, I don't know. It's like she's allowed to speak, and it's like, and they did keep cutting her off, and eventually Kobe did, you know, when she's kind of like, this is what I'm talking about, like,
right here.
You know, these guys that obviously hate our marriage, you want them at your wedding about this marriage, and Kobe's just like saw the light finally and was like, okay, you know, and finally stood up to them. But
he did the right thing in the end.
It's just like, why are you angry? Don't be angry, Kobe. Like, really, you're just disrespecting the shit out of my wife nonstop since we touched down here. And what do you mean, don't be angry?
Made no effort to, like, try to get to know her or
hang out. Just try to upset and offend her.
Just point out why she's not right.
Yeah. And there was the one friend who was the only one with any kind of sense, or maybe, I don't even know if he meant it, but where he talked about how, like, you guys are two different cultures and it's about blending them. And, like, that's exactly right, sir. Hell the rest of your little crew here is talking about.
Like, that's a two-way street. I mean, he's got to take up some of her stuff, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, just the way it is.
Like, good job. You know, Kobe's African. He's got his African roots and his African culture. Cool. But, like, he even said, like, somebody said, like, she's an American woman. Like, she's not African. She's American. And they live in America. So, you know, in America, she's allowed to speak. So, sorry, guys. Maybe in Africa, she can't talk. She can't speak. She's got to sit there and just be quiet and feed you guys dinner.
Yeah,
but
that's,
in America, it's different, man. And guess where they're going back to? They're going back to America. So.
And Kobe must have realized that, you know, friends are important. But at the end of the day, you're going home with your wife.
Yep.
You know,
your wife, who's the mother of two or maybe three children now?
At this point, two. But now they have three.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I don't know. He did the right thing in the end. It took him a little late. Better late than never, right?
Yep.
So.
Yep.
How about Ashley and Manuel? So they met, what's his face? Manuel's uncle.
Manuel's T.O.
I love how they saw a billboard for Wicked, and then
yeah.
Manuel sees, that's a witch.
He's like,
that's what I'm talking about.
Bruh. She's like, no, that's a show.
Like, it was pretty funny.
I was like, that's pretty perfect that that was the show in the area at that time.
Yeah, that was great. Manuel's uncle is very religious.
Yeah, and yeah. I kind of had my money on that somehow, some way, Ashley would find a way to just like kind of spontaneously bring up her tarot witchcraft stuff.
Yeah.
But actually, the uncle completely opened the door for that.
Well, yeah, so. you can't shit on her. He's the one that kind of opened up.
Yeah.
That
and I don't
can of worms.
And I don't know. She says she's not in the business of disrespecting her elders, so I think she did do a good job of kind of towing the line of like maintaining her beliefs, because like no. Maybe you could have just said, like, oh, yeah, I'm religious. I believe in God. Yeah, sure. You know, Catholicism all day long. Mother Mary, you know, raise the roof. Sure. But, yeah. Like, you know, like, yeah, I'm. But, you know, she was true to herself, which I can respect that.
Right.
Yeah, I believe in God and I believe in, but I also believe in deities and I believe in energy and whatever.
Yeah, her smile and nod routine or you know, was really on point. Her smile and nod energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like. You know, she wasn't really disrespectful, wasn't, like, shoving shit in his face. And ultimately, the uncle was like, yeah, it's just cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
No
he's like,
deal.
Oh, whatever. He's like, I don't get it, but sure, go for it.
How about Ashley's friend? The ufologist, the alien lady.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking in tongues and shit.
I'm sorry, I don't, well, I have an open mind. I don't know, but, like, read me my cards, light some shit on fire around me, sage me, whatever. But, like, when you start speaking, how do I know what you're saying are actually words? Like, show me the book you learned this from and where did it come from? Like, I need to know.
Well, that's the thing. It's the spirits moving her. It's not, you know, it's probably some ancient dead language. You can't, you know.
I need to know that this came from somewhere. Yeah. That you are not just making it up, which she is. And so, it's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, in my line of work, I have to be skeptical and I have to ask the whys and the questions. And so I'm just, I have to look at that with a raised eyebrow. Like Valerie, Kobe's friend.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Like, I don't know.
She was pretty hot though. Like I could probably put up with the aliens and the blah, blah, blah speaking shit because.
But no, but you have to have your eyes closed, which I laughed out loud when Manuel like leaned back, had his eyes closed and they're like, blah, blah, blah.
He had no idea what
and
the fuck is going on.
And like, he just like opened one eye a little bit to just like make sure some shit's not happening or whatever. And I was like, oh my God, I love this. Yeah. That would be me. I'd be
ooh,
like,
blah, 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 blah. Whatever you say, honey, let's order a pizza. You know what I mean? It's like.
Yeah. And just, I don't know. And it's. I guess I give Manuel credit for like indulging in Ashley's stuff, but
I would have laughed, man. He did it better. He did better than I would do. I would have laughed.
I probably would have too. Or like, I don't know. It would depend on the mood, the vibe, all like the energy of if I could sit there and be able to really take it fully seriously. It would depend. But I might initially, I would have to know, like, okay, she's going to like speak in tongues or whatever. Cause if I'm just there,
you got to prepare me for that shit.
And you kind of just like tell me like, oh, she's going to like tell you your energy and read you your cards or whatever. I'd be like, oh, okay. Like it's going to be like a tarot reading. But if you start doing that, I'm like, whoa, I wasn't ready for that. Like I got to be, I have to know what I'm going into.
Yeah. It's like Southern Baptist shit with the how they like play with snakes and like speak in tongues and shit. That's what it reminded me of. But they didn't have snakes, so she's not that silly.
Yeah. And so I'm torn between, like, good for you, Manuel, for indulging Ashley in her stuff that is very much different from what you believe in. But also a little annoyed of, like, Ashley, he's Catholic. He doesn't believe in this stuff.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
Yeah, in the little, like, Tearaway interview, whatever, she got annoyed with him. It's like, okay, dude, he wasn't disrespectful. He didn't know what the fuck was going on. He was confused, but he wasn't disrespectful.
Oh, when they started fighting in front of her, I was like mega cringe. I'm like,
that
oh my God.
Crazy.
That's just you should not argue like that in a public place in front of like that poor girl just sitting there like, ooh.
Yeah,
okay.
they really turned it around on her.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what's so funny about Manuel is he was going on and on about how transparent he's been. Like,
yeah.
Bro, your family didn't know you moved to the United States. What are you talking about?
Yep. Yep, exactly.
So I, yeah.
And then I was on Ashley's side there. Like, listen, like she said, that is the definition of gaslighting. I've been transparent and open and honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, your whole thing is that you're so secretive and private and you don't tell me shit. Like, this season and then the other show they were on, I forget which one.
Before the 90 days.
Either before or 90 Day Fiancé, one of them. Maybe
it was regular 90 Day.
And so it's like, dude, your whole shtick has been being a pile of secrets.
Yeah.
He's been called out
so many times.
Yeah, and so I was on Ashley's side, and I have been in situations where the person is absolutely just like outrageously gaslighting. Like that situation. We're like, dude, nobody in America can say that you've been transparent that's watched you on this show. So and for you to sit here and be saying that you are, like, that
is a lot
is,
of nerve, man.
That takes a lot of nerve to tell such a bold lie. And we're like, you know, all the other fights we've had have been about you being secretive. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Just like, I'm telling you, if you've ever been in that situation where that kind of bold of a lie to your face, it is maddening. It is maddening.
It's like, dude, I was there. I know what happened.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't really blame Ashley for her reaction to that. But because I know that's something she's been, like, emotions she's been struggling with Manuel is him being secretive.
Right.
And then for him to basically then come and tell her, like, oh, you know, I'm fully transparent. Like, that's, I'm sure, stirred up all that crap.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, that I get it. About Pat and Thais.
I just want to reiterate again that Pat is a huge fucking guy.
He's massive. He's a big dude.
He's like a football player with the pads on, but he's not wearing pads.
He's not wearing pads.
You know?
Yeah. Pat's dad annoyed the shit out of me, though.
Yeah.
I really was not caring for it. Like, he brought this man a fucking list.
Yeah.
Of things to do. I haven't seen you in 2 years. Here's my to-do list. Sorry, what?
And he looks fully capable of painting himself.
Yeah.
So.
It irked me.
It's like, he's here for vacation. He's here to visit. He hasn't been here in 2 years. His wife hasn't been to see her family in 2 years. They're not here to fucking paint and remodel your fucking apartment.
And Pat... Pat needs to learn boundaries.
Yeah.
Because Pat absolutely should have said to Dad, Dad, listen, I'm here to visit. I haven't seen you in 2 years. I'm not doing your to-do list, dude.
Yeah.
Hire somebody. Or, you know, I give you money. What are you doing with the money I give you?
Yeah.
You know, and it just, it bothers me. But Pat just can't tell his dad no. You can see it.
Yeah. And it's from whatever happened between them growing up or however his childhood was.
He wasn't close with his dad.
Yeah. And now to try to be close and have a relationship, he just wants to appease his dad and do whatever he can for him to. And that's his way of establishing a connection. But
it was sad.
Fuck that. Yeah.
That aspect is very sad.
Your dad should have a list of things he wants to do to spend time with you, not this kind of stuff.
The list should be like, we're going to go fishing. We're going to go, you know, we're going to go do this and that, not, oh, I need some shit for you to tidy up. And like, well, what about Thais's family, by the way? You're gonna take up all his time. He's only there for a couple weeks. You're gonna take up all his time doing your stupid list.
Yeah,
he's not gonna see Thais's family. He's got shit to do, man. It really bothered me. And I mean, Dad apparently is like raising their rent just like out of nowhere and shit. And
it's like, okay, then take the extra money and pay for a painter.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
If I'm paying rent, then you are my landlord. This is your responsibility, homeboy.
Yep.
You know, I don't know. I just, I hated it. So it's like, it was just too much at once.
Yeah.
And what did he say? That Thais brought something up and about the paint, like bringing the paint over. And Pat's like, well, he just brought it to be nice. Like Pat, Jesus, dude, I just want to give you a hug, man. It's not this. You're being taken advantage of here, by somebody you care about very deeply. But, dude, you're being taken advantage of. I hated it. I hated that.
Yeah, I agree.
So, and just, like, always asking for money and shit for the apartment and everything. And Thais was telling him about, like, you know, they don't get anything out of helping the dad. And Pat's response was, well, we're getting a free place to stay. Bro,
no,
you just said you
it.
Pay the rent.
Yeah.
What do you mean you're getting a free place? You're not getting a free place to stay. Yeah. That's what I mean. It's like he's so like blind to his dad's stuff. It's like I just want to hug him and tell him it's okay.
Yeah, me too.
You know, it awakens my dad emotions. I can't.
I want to give him Nedra Tawab's Set Boundaries, Find Peace book. Like, here, buddy, start with this.
That's exactly
That's a
what
really
he
good
needs.
Boundary book, guys. If you have issues with boundaries, read Nedra Tawab, Set Boundaries, Find Peace. Really good book.
Absolutely. That's the first thing he needs to do. So.
Yes.
Okay, how about Ed and Liz? Ed sucks.
Yeah.
I think we start every Ed segment in the same way.
Yeah,
he sucks.
And he doesn't... I don't know. It's like he never gets any better. Like, there's no growth. There's no. There's nothing. Even after his, 2 week spell of therapy, there's no. He just sucks.
It's like, sometimes you think, oh, maybe he's kind of turned the corner. He's made a little bit of growth. Then he does some shit. You're like, no, he just sucks.
Yeah.
That really is it. Did you see this fucking thing he's doing where it's like a weird, I don't want to call it a scam because I don't want to get sued, but it seems very sketchy and scammy to me, where he's doing like a group vacation thing.
Yeah, for Thailand like fans or something.
To go to Thailand. And like, who the fuck would spend $2,000 to go to Thailand with Ed? Are you fucking kidding me?
I feel like it would be mostly like weird guys.
Weird, yeah. Probably a lot of weird guys,
yeah.
And you're just watching Ed like stare at like Thai women like creepily.
Yeah.
And a lot of times with these like celebrity like vacation, but these types of group vacation things with famous, well-known people, you don't actually spend a lot of time hanging out with that person.
Yeah.
A lot of times like you see them for like 30 seconds, they give a speech and you never see them again whole time. So it's kind of, I don't know that Ed's going to do that, but that's what it made me think of. I personally don't think it's a great idea. Just go to Thailand on your own for $2,000.
I don't know. You don't need to go with Big Ed.
No. Yeah. So he decided he needed to talk to Liz in person about this like breakup. He's going to be the good guy. He's going to talk to her face to face. So he takes her to a bar in the middle of the day. He tries to take her to a bar in the middle of the day where she can't bring her kid.
Yeah, and he only gave her, I think it was either an hour or 2 hour notice.
Late notice. She has no one to leave her kid with.
Yeah.
Because it's so late notice.
Yeah.
And again, it's in a fucking bar. And then I just hated the way, he started, the way he was talking to her on the phone, and he's like, I made up my mind, bye, and hung up on her.
Yeah.
Ugh, you're just the worst,
very triggering
for me barnacles,
personally.
Man.
Yeah, the way that a man can go from, I don't know, being a somewhat adequate adult to a child is just really, what the fuck? And, I hated the way he was talking to her. And she was being reasonable. She was staying calm. He was obviously trying to escalate the situation and get her upset. Yeah. He was trying very hard to that.
That would be perfect, because then you can say, well, look how crazy she is.
Yeah, see, she's crazy. I told you, she yells and screams. It's like, no, motherfucker, look at what you did all until you made her snap on purpose. And so that, him just be, well, I'm here at the bar, this is it. This is, take it or leave it. And it's like, dude, you're so unreasonable, man. Like,
you could have easily had this conversation at Denny's.
Yeah.
Yeah,
at a park, in a parking lot. You picked a bar.
A park would be perfect. The little girl can go run off and play and you can talk to Liz.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Because he's such a selfish motherfucker that
that's exactly,
meet me in an hour at this bar. And not even registering this is a conversation you probably should not have in front of a child. One.
Right.
So the child has to go or be somewhere. So she's probably going to need someone to watch the child or be somewhere, like you said, like a park where she could go off on her own and whatever. They have their conversation privately. But it's just everything's about Ed.
It's about it. Because he wanted a beer. That's why they want to do it at the bar. Because he wants a beer. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. How do you think this is going to affect the real estate business?
That's what I put on our Instagram. Does this mean that Ed and Liz are not going to be selling real estate together? I had my money that would be what would finally break this thing up.
Yeah, I thought they would make it to that at least.
Yeah, but not the taco pasta.
Pasta. Boy, oh boy, there's got to be some bomb taco pasta to ruin a relationship.
Just don't make it too spicy, I guess. I don't know. Ed was looking for a way out of this marriage the whole time. He has self-sabotaged the fuck out of himself the entire time we've seen him on TV, and that's why him and Liz have broken up 14 times, because every time it starts getting a little, and that's what these little turds do too. And it boils down to their own huge insecurities and weaknesses and just basically being a weak bitch, and from their own wounds that they don't heal, they just bleed on everyone else around them. And that's why they've broken up so many times, because every time it starts getting a little serious, he freaks out and then just hits the flusher,
It very much smelled like he was shopping for excuses.
He panicked, he self-sabotaged, he called off the wedding, and now that's it.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I can't stand him. He's awful.
Yeah, TLC, please do not bring him back ever. Yeah.
We get it. It's
sincerely
enough.
Everyone.
You've made your point. It's enough. It's enough, Big Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lauren and Alexi.
I think this couple's going to be kind of boring.
Absolutely, they're going to be boring. That's why they fucked up. If this is the replacement for Angela and Michael, they fucked up.
Yeah.
Because they would, Angela and Michael would have been very exciting.
Like, a little bit it's nice to have, like, because this is, I don't know how many people were like Teen Mom fans out here, but back in the day I used to, you know, indulge in Teen Mom. I think Teen Mom 2.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And it was like after a while, after seasons, like a lot of people had complaints about, I think it was Chelsea and I don't know whatever her man's name was. She ends up finding like a decent guy and marrying him and having some more kids with him, and like everybody started to complain that like she's too boring because she's normal and stable of a family and situation. But so kind of that's what this reminds me of, is like maybe it'll be nice to have like a sort of like a baseline of like normal for a second.
Yeah,
but
like a little bit of a cool off from the crazy stuff, I guess.
Like let's like it's happily ever after with a question mark, right? So I guess not every couple on here needs to have the answer be no, not quite.
Right.
You know, happily ever after, yes, Lauren and Alexi are.
It seems like they're doing just fine. So I didn't like that she referred to her plastic surgery as mommy's makeover.
Yeah. I don't like when, obviously, you know, I'm not one of those girls that would use words like that. And so I am like, ew.
It's like when you think makeover, I don't typically think like surgery's involved.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I know you're kind of sugarcoating it or whatever, but I don't know.
Yeah, agreed.
I don't know. There wasn't really a lot of progress here. I mean, Alexi's still worried about like things going wrong in general, and then also like the recovery and shit. And
yeah. I feel like their part, especially coming in kind of so late in the season, is just gonna be her like surgery and her surgery recovery. And
yeah,
it's just I don't know. What is it like? There's a TLC show about that? I don't know what it's called, but about going under the knife, people that get surgeries and stuff,
is it like botched. Or whatever.
Maybe.
That one's about the botched surgeries.
Yeah, but there's like a pimple popper one. And there's
Dr. Pimple Popper.
And I think there's another one out there like about like some kind of like a plastic surgeon.
Take my tumor. That's a good one.
Or Dr. Miami. I don't know. There's some kind of plastic surgery show. Like, is that what we're watching here? Or are we watching 90 Fiancé?
Dude, Take My Tumor is a great show. And I drive my wife nuts when we watch it. Because every time they talk about it, they say the word tumor on the show. I go, it's not the tumor.
You know, there's an Instagram
and they
account.
Say it a lot.
There's an Instagram account I recently discovered where somebody or Arnold Schwarzenegger, they post videos where Arnold Schwarzenegger is doing, it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger as a squirrel, and it's like a video of like a squirrel spinning around on a bird feeder, and he's like narrating it, and it's like and there's like all kinds of like him as a turtle, him as this, him as that, and it's amazing. It
that sounds like something I'd be into.
I'll link you.
Please do. But you know, there's a lot of like post-op shit, like she's gonna have like drain her fluids and shit, and she's like an old Buick. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah, and it reminds me of someone that we both know when they got surgery, and they had like those little drains attached to them, and it's just like, dude, we're trying to like have like a barbecue, and you've got like your fluid sack out, like you could tuck it in your waistband or something, man. Come on, like just
draw a smiley face on it or some shit. I don't know.
Gross. I don't want to like, I don't know. I would like to think that if I loved someone enough that I would change their I liked how he was like, Alexi was describing it as like this sphere or ball of liquid, or like the way he was describing it was really funny to me. But yeah, it's like I don't know. I get squeamish with that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like,
cause I suppose you get used to it, but
yeah, because it's like, this is like your fluid. Like,
yeah, that's gross.
I don't know.
But you know what? At the end of the day, if Lauren really wants to do it, she should do it. And moms, you know, do a lot for their families every day.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, if it makes you happy, then God bless.
Yeah.
You should do it.
I do appreciate. I'll give him some points for being a very supportive husband. He expressed his concerns, but he's like, I support
but
you.
But he still will do it. Yeah. You know, that's about as supportive as you can really expect from someone, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. If it was Big Ed, he'd be like, you're on your own with your fucking drains and shit.
Oh, he would have broke up with her.
Yeah.
Like, she would be under the knife in surgery, and he would break up with her.
Yeah, she'd wake up in post-op to a text.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he would tell the nurse, hey, when she wakes up, tell her I'm breaking up with her.
Yeah.
Like, that's Ed's style.
Tell her the
sucks.
Wedding's off.
The wedding's off.
You're such a turd.
He sucks so bad. Well, that just about does it for this edition of Big Ed's Neck, the only 90 Day Fiancé podcast. We'll be joining us next time. We'll talk about 90 Day Fiancé the other way. Wait, hold on. 90 Day Fiancé, heavily ever after? Season 8, episode 8.
Sure.
Goodbye.